252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. In custody in Albuquerque, Republican Solomon Pena accused of taking direct action when he lost an election for the New Mexico legislature, hiring others to shoot at Democrats.
Albuquerque police say after he lost the election, Pena, who in a picture presented by police was wearing a Make America Great Again sweatshirt and standing in front of Trump flags, then paid four men to fire shots at the homes of Democratic elected officials in New Mexico. Mayor Tim Keller.
These shootings were indeed politically motivated. And that has basically been confirmed by this investigation.
In online postings, Pena has claimed he didn't lose the election and that it was all rigged. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Gunfire at a Martin Luther King Day block party Monday in Fort Pierce, Florida. Seven people shot, one wounded critically. Man in custody in Beech Grove, Indiana, after a young boy was reportedly seen holding a handgun. This is ABC News. No progress yet in raising the debt limit. The Treasury Department says it will run out of borrowing room on Thursday unless Congress makes a move. But Republican lawmakers are calling for spending cuts. Jury selection today in a class action lawsuit against Elon Musk.
Before he claimed he'd buy Twitter and take it private, which he did last year, Elon Musk claimed on Twitter in 2018 that he had lined up the financing to buy his other company, Tesla, and take it private, which he didn't do. Musk couldn't line up the $72 billion needed to close the deal in August of 2018 and was forced to pay a $40 million settlement to the SEC. Jury selection begins Tuesday on a class action lawsuit on behalf of investors who owned Tesla stock at the time the claim was made.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Investigating a human trafficking case against social media figure Andrew Tate, Romanian authorities descended on a compound near Bucharest, seizing 15 luxury cars and cash valued at almost $4 million. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on, and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. I wanted to talk about this. Kind of coming back to the theme that we've been talking about all day, which is, you know, it being Martin Luther King Day. Also, the status of race in the United States and the status and the use of race specifically in you know, my mind and to this issue as a political weapon by and large by the Republican Party. And what happens as a result of that? You know, when Donald Trump came down his elevator at Trump Tower, his opening pitch to Republicans to become the Republican nominee for president of the United States is back in this late spring, early summer of 2015. His pitch was that Mexicans are coming and they're rapists and murderers and they're bringing drugs and they want to get you and your kids. It's like a variation on, you know, Reagan's welfare queen and the young buck who uses food stamps in front of you in line, and or Nixon's silent white majority that is concerned about law and order. And, you know, I mean, all these racist tropes, but Trump really took it from dog whistle to just, you know, bullhorn. And here we go. I mean, it's just like, this is, you know, example 6,312 in the last year or something like that. I mean, it's just 56-year-old Billy Davis stabbed an 18-year-old Indiana University out of the blue. This young woman is getting off the bus. Billy Davis is also female. And this 56-year-old woman, white woman, the young woman who was getting off the bus was Asian. And this white woman opens up a good-sized folding knife and starts stabbing her in the head, trying to kill her. And when she was arrested, she said that she did it because, quote, it would be one less person to blow up our country. In other words, she was saying that because this young Asian woman didn't look like her, she had to be eliminated. This is so pervasive in our culture. It has so become such a piece of our culture. Patrice Cullors was the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, and her cousin, Keenan Anderson, 31-year-old school teacher, right? This is a young man. I'm, you know, 31. I suppose by some definition that's not young, but He's a father. He leaves behind a young child. He was working as an English teacher at the Digital Pioneers Academy. This is a school in Washington, D.C., a charter school in Washington, D.C. Previous to that, he had worked at a charter school in Watts in Los Angeles. This guy's a dedicated teacher. And he was visiting Los Angeles. And he got in a car accident. Now, a substantial percentage of black people who get killed by police because they were involved in car accidents. And I've got the statistic here. I'll It'll take me a minute to find it, but I'll share it with you in a minute. I think it's like 1 in 5 or something like that, but it's just amazing. And so what did they do? Well, this is from The Guardian, the Sam Levin writing. Kenan was begging for help as multiple officers. Keep in mind, he was in a car accident. He was dazed. He was in the streets. The cops came. They said, go over there and get. And he was saying, help me. Call an ambulance. And instead of calling an ambulance, they said, get over there on the sidewalk and put your hands up against the wall. And he's, you know, having a hard time just holding himself together. And so, well, back to The Guardian. I'll just give you the straight scoop here. He was begging for help as multiple officers held him down. And at one point he said, they're trying to George Floyd me. One officer had his elbow on Anderson's neck while he was laying down before another officer tased him for roughly 30 seconds straight before pausing and tasing him again for 5 more seconds. Get down on the ground now. Turn over on your stomach. And this is what the police said, the police officer said. And Anderson said, please help me. And then I don't know if there were bystanders or whatnot, but he said, they're trying to kill me. As multiple officers were holding him down. Quote, this is a quote from The Guardian. One of them placed his elbow and body weight on Anderson's neck while he was lying with his back on the ground. At this point, the officer standing above me shouted, turn over and I'm going to tase you. Anderson says, please help me. And instead they tased him to death. They tased him to the point where it induced a heart attack. Cullors, his cousin, who was the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, says it was a traffic accident. Instead of treating him like a potential criminal, police should have called the ambulance. And then The Guardian notes roughly 10% of killings by police each year start with a traffic encounter. So it's 1 in 10. I thought I was thinking 1 in 5. But roughly 10% of police killings in the United States start with a traffic stop. Over at mappingpoliceviolence.us, police killed 1,185 people last year in 2022. Black people were 25% of those killed by police, even though they are 13% of our population. You are 3 times more likely to be killed by police than white people if you are black. You are 1.3 times more likely to be unarmed than white people when you are killed by police. 98.1% of killings by police between the years 2013 and 2022, it's a 9-year period, 98.1% of those killings have not resulted in officers being charged with a crime. And now on top of that, you've got Republicans taking Dr. King's words out of context and repurposing them to promote racism. I mentioned in the first hour of the program how when Tom Cotton, the right-wing Republican wannabe president from Arkansas, was in the Senate, was grilling a member of the armed forces, he demanded he wanted them to stop diversity training in the military. Our military is too woke, don't you know? And his what he offered to this guy in the military was, why don't you just play Martin Luther King's content of your character rather than color your skin speech? Well, first of all, I can guarantee you Tom Cotton hasn't listened to the entire speech, or he wouldn't have said that. But beyond that, I mean, this is just another example. Chip Roy. John Light's writing about this over a Talking Points memo this morning. Representative Chip Roy, the guy who nominated Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds is a black Republican from Florida, I believe. Yeah, from a 2-term representative from Florida who opposes nonviolent demonstrations. He would have been opposed to Dr. King. And he opposes voting right protections. He would have been opposed to Dr. King. But this was the guy that they nominated to be Speaker of the House as essentially token resistance against, and I use that word advisedly, against Kevin McCarthy. And when Chip Roy put his black man, to use Trump's phrase, up for that position, he said, and I quote, For the first time in history, there have been two black Americans placed in a nomination for Speaker of the House. However, we do not seek to judge people by the color of their skin, but rather by the content of their character. BS. I mean, I call BS. Donald's the guy that he had just nominated, had voted along with 146 other traitors to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Donald's support of Ron DeSantis' laws to make it harder to vote in Florida, in and of itself should have disqualified him from being associated in any way with Dr. King. John Light writes, use of Dr. King's words, especially by right-wing conservatives, are too often attempts to weaponize his memory against the multicultural democracy of which King could only dream. Now, John Light wrote a book. It's called The Struggle for the People's King, How Politics Transforms the Memory of the Civil Rights Movement. And he says, in my book, I show that there is a direct line from distortions of King's words and legacy to right-wing attacks on multicultural democracy and contemporary politics. These misuses of King, he writes, are not accidental. He says the GOP's sanitized version only comprises King's vision of a colorblind society at the expense of the deep systemic change that King believed was needed to achieve a society in which character was more important than race. And then he goes on, I've got to get this guy's book and read it, John Light, the guy who wrote this, because he notes throughout the 1980s, right-wing social movements, from the gun rights movement to the so-called family values coalitions to nativists and white supremacists, have all deployed King's memory to claim that they were the new minorities fighting for their own rights. These groups claimed that white Christians were the real victims of multicultural democracy and, in fact, were, quote, the new blacks. He says this false version of social reality eventually evolved into the Great Replacement Theory, which is now being pushed by Fox News and Tucker Carlson, that says that white existence is under threat. He writes, in these distortions, gun rights activists call themselves the new Rosa Parks. Yes, they actually did. They called themselves Rosa Parks. The anti-abortion activists declared themselves freedom riders. Yes, they used that phrase. And anti-gay groups claimed themselves protectors of King's Christian vision. Well, King was a Christian. He must have been against homosexuality, don't you know? Right. He notes, John Light notes, over time, these political strategies had powerful effects and generated what appears, in my view, as an alternative social reality that for many white Americans begins to feel like the only reality. And this is where we're at. We have hardcore right-wing Christian nationalists, white supremacists, people who believe that only Christians should run this country, that Christian law should define this country, or even Catholic law, banning abortion and birth control, should define this country. And that only white people should have power in pretty much any circumstance, using the words of Dr. King to try to justify, to rationalize their positions. And their supporters are lapping it up because we have allowed now for all these years for this sanitized, Disneyfied version of Dr. King to be the only version that's really out. It's a tragedy.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Dr. King was a radical. We need radicals. We need more radicals in our society. We'll be right back. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, the rise of the hard right. That's The Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. So I came across this really troubling story on a Ukrainian website. It's Hromadske, UA, HROMADSKE.UA. And it's titled, 700,000 Children Were Taken to Russia, Why Russia Needs Ukrainian Children and What Chances of Returning Them Home Are. And they start out the story with the story of this one family in Kharkiv. And, well, in fact, they know it. On August 31st, Russian journalists reported on the website Cuban 24 that children from the liberated districts of Kharkiv Oblast, Oblast is the state or the county, I guess, arrived at the Medvezhonk camp in the village of Kabarinka near Gelenzing. In other words, children from Ukraine were arriving at a camp in Russia. This is what what they said on Russian television. Quote, "Among us, there are children of different ages, children who need additional rehabilitation, psychological rehabilitation. Some have been through a lot We really want them to spend these 21 days, which start today, in a very happy childhood. And in the story, Russians promise Ukrainian children dancing, games, entertainment, and of course, the rehabilitation that they need after being through the trauma of war. They're 1,000 miles away from home. They've been separated from their parents. They go on to note, but in September, when the Ukrainian military began to liberate the occupied Kharkiv Oblast, the Russian TV channel NTV published another story that Ukrainian children should return home, but they can't go there now. Why? Because there's a war. They tell the story of Olha, she and her husband lived in this village in the Volkshansk Raion, an area near the Russian border, and how the Russians came in and convinced her to send her 12-year-old daughter to the camp, and how this is happening all over Ukraine. Many of these children are not taken voluntarily. They're taken by force. Some of them are literal orphans. But it appears that, we've been hearing stories out of Ukraine and fairly well documented now, particularly out of some of the cities that have been liberated, of Russian soldiers being explicitly told to use rape as a weapon of war, or at the very least being given permission to rape anybody that they wanted, and many cases of even children being raped by these Russian soldiers. Well, now, the portal Children of War suggests that there's more than 10,500 Ukrainian children who have been taken to Russia. Oksana Feliponisha says the deportation, access to the occupied territories is limited, so the real scale may be much larger. Probably more than 700,000 children could be taken to Russia. This includes children who were deported to Russia from boarding schools, occupied cities and villages, from destroyed Mariupol, as well as those that were taken to the camps. And then they go on to note, Russians deport Ukrainian children from the occupied territories. This violates the norms of the international humanitarian law, the Geneva Convention, and this is genocide. On May 30th, Putin issued an act simplifying the granting of Russian citizenship to children from occupied regions. As soon as our children are granted Russian citizenship, they can automatically be adopted, and the adoptive parents have the right to change the child's surname, name, date, and place of birth. That is to erase from legal documents all biological identification or links to their roots. And notes that this is clearly a violation of the Geneva Convention. Meanwhile, here in America, you've got QAnon still talking about Comet Pizza and Hillary Clinton.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is how this bizarre alternative reality that we're living in right now on the hard right is. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw 101
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. In custody in Albuquerque, Republican Solomon Pena accused of taking direct action when he lost an election for the New Mexico legislature, hiring others to shoot at Democrats.
Albuquerque police say after he lost the election, Pena, who in a picture presented by police was wearing a Make America Great Again sweatshirt and standing in front of Trump flags, then paid four men to fire shots at the homes of Democratic elected officials in New Mexico. Mayor Tim Keller.
These shootings were indeed politically motivated. And that has basically been confirmed by this investigation.
In online postings, Pena has claimed he didn't lose the election and that it was all rigged. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Gunfire at a Martin Luther King Day block party Monday in Fort Pierce, Florida. Seven people shot, one wounded critically. Man in custody in Beech Grove, Indiana, after a young boy was reportedly seen holding a handgun. This is ABC News.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquesan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Louise and I are starting the new year just the way we finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, Jim in Red Hook, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you doing? I actually called in when you were talking about slavery, and I wanted to just point to what I think is, you know, the most troubling example of slavery today, which is cobalt mining the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Right.
I'm sure you know about it.
I do.
It's incredible. Like, it's an environmental disaster. It's women working with infants on their backs for $1 a day, sometimes $0.
Many of those people are young children too.
Exactly. Yeah. Kids working. And it's all happening there. So, you know, Apple and Tesla, the primary beneficiaries of it, we're all beneficiaries. It's in our phone, but it's mostly in our electric cars. So I just, you know, want people to be cognizant of it and start talking about it. So I'm glad I have an opportunity to raise it. Thank you.
And there are alternatives.
The Tesla drivers. What's that?
And there are alternatives. I mean, there are rare earth deposits around the world that are not exploited. In large part because that cobalt from that part of the world is so cheap because of the slave labor.
Right. And, you know, so I think two companies changing their practices, you know, could make a huge difference. And will they? Who knows? But it's worth a discussion to you know, begin moving them in that direction.
There you go. Jim, thank you. Thanks. And thanks for listening to WIOF there in Red Hook, New York. Ronald in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Ronald, what's on your mind today?
Hello. Yes, a while ago, a woman called about talking about James Earl Ray didn't kill Martin Luther King. And I remembered reading a book about that. And so I just thought I'd call in.
Was that book by Sheriff, what was his name? There was a sheriff who wrote a book about that years ago.
William F. Pepper.
Oh yeah, Dr. Pepper. Yeah, I've met him and spoken with him.
Is he on your show before?
He's not. I don't know if he's been on the show or not, but I know that I've had several conversations with him back when Lamar and I were researching the JFK book. He was deep into that, and you know, and there's some information about MLK in our book Legacy of Secrecy. It deals with the assassinations of both JFK, RFK, and MLK.
I took his book out of the library a number of years ago called Act of State, and it's chock full of information, and it's the closest he could get was that James Earl Ray was too drunk on the day to assassinate Martin Luther King, and it was actually a guy in next door in the diner. He went out the back door of the diner, and he was like a former policeman named Clark or something. He was a marksman, and he shot.
Right, and there's a theory that Ray was actually the spotter.
Could have been.
Yeah.
But I just looked. I googled it, and you can get the book on Apple Books for $2.99.
Yeah. There you go.
Act of State.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper did some pretty good, in some cases controversial, but some pretty good research. Ronald, thanks. Thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing that. John in Hillsboro, Oregon. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi. I've kind of watched a lot of war documentaries that I got burned out on it, but one thing I came across in my mind when I was watching this, the 118th Congress try to get their leader, McCarthy, And what I kind of came to a conclusion, just referencing, you know, the 20th century politics internationally, that the Bolsheviks and the Nazis were very much in the minority in their, what they want to call Duma or Parliament, and they still took over.
Yep.
And so when I saw MJT call Trump immediately after they got McCarthy up there, I kind of got a flashback, you know, of Lenin, you know, Goebbels, and I just see this whole thing turning to a dystopian, you know, society in 24 months. Because Trump is still calling the shots, and so are the billionaires. And they have 20 people in the 118th Congress to have everybody by the throat. And so that's why my anxiety is, because I see this is not going to turn out very well at all.
Yeah. I share your concerns, and, John. I'm not going to get anxious about it, but I'm just not a fan of letting Republicans control my emotions, but I do share your concerns, and
well, it's not so much the Republicans, it's the system.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been overhauled and hijacked by, you know, billionaires and radical people.
Well, the original, what facilitated that was two Supreme Court decisions in 1976 and 78, Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Bilotti. And in those two decisions in 76, they said that if individual wealthy individuals want to pour cash down the throat of a politician, that's no longer considered bribery or political corruption. That's now called free speech, because money is speech, don't you know? And then 2 years later, in a decision written by Lewis Powell himself in Boston versus Bilotti, First National Bank of Boston versus Bilotti, they concluded that that's true for corporations also, because corporations are persons. And then in 2010, on the Citizens United decision, and again, these decisions, there were at least one or two Democratic appointees who voted in the very first case, in the Buckley case, but all the rest of them were all Republican appointees to the Supreme Court, saying, yeah, we just think everybody, you know, anybody should be able to buy a politician in America. And, you know, this paved the way for the Reagan Revolution, and it's gone on steroids in the era since 2010, since Citizens United. And that's the original sin, as it were, in the modern era with regard to the corruption of our politics, John. John, thanks for the call, and thanks for pointing this stuff out. George in Lake Elsinore. Hey, George, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Well, Tom, I was very glad to hear that piece by Thomas Jefferson, but I also want to bring up the fact that our military, they're suffering because of the fact of food insecurity. And part of what King was in Memphis for was to talk about money, and everybody forgets about that because he was focused on economic justice.
Yep.
But I want to go to the fact of the matter that I'm a veteran. And I've been an advocate through America's Disabled Veterans in Action for like the last 10 years. And one of the things I've always focused on is that the men and women who serve in our military go in, and currently out of high school, you start at $2.63 an hour. When you take their base pay and you divide it into four parts, and you divide that by 168 hours, because they're on call 24/7, they're being paid at the rate of $2.63 an hour. To get to the minimum wage of $7.50, you have to make E9, and that takes about 10 years to get there. The fact of the matter is that it's often an inducement into slavery. It's poverty. And these people are expected to pop around the world within 23 hours, be anywhere in the world. And they don't have enough food to even feed their families. And when you bring this to the military officials through the DAV or whatever, and they're like, oh, no, that's not true. It's been revised. They get $40,000 a year. The disabled vets don't get $40,000 a year, even at 100%. They're just barely there, like $39,000.
Mm.
But the bottom line is that these people are in poverty, and it's like a lot of times they're minorities, they're the poor, and they are looking for employment of the last resort. And they go into the military, and they get impoverished. And it's hard to shake. you know, you give up your health, you give up your youth, and then you end up, you know, still suffering and maybe even homeless.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that nobody addresses this. They put billions of dollars into weapons and everything else, and they don't do anything for the man and woman that are actually there to do the job.
Yeah,
that's my point today.
I believe that was you're echoing a rant that Ro Khanna went off on last Friday, if I'm remembering correctly, where, you know, he was like, you know, yeah, we should raise military pay. We just don't need to pour more money into the military-industrial complex. George, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour here on your media support group for We the People. Back with your calls right after this.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, Kitty in Fullerton, California. Hey, Kitty, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Yes, I'm glad the last person just mentioned the word woke. And I don't know why we are allowing the Republicans to demonize that word and call our famous people woke, and that's supposedly a derogatory word. I think we should start calling the Republicans not just asleep, but comatose.
Yeah.
They need to.
It's a willful.
Need to embrace this.
Yeah, it's a on their part though. It's a willful lack of recognition of reality. So maybe delusional would be a better word. But or except that even delusional is typically not willful. Hypocritical, I guess, would be the best word. But Kitty, excellent point. Excellent point. Thank you very much for calling and making it. Brenda in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Hey, Brenda. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. I was calling about the fact that I hear so many people that want this to be a Christian nation, but they act very ignorant to the second greatest commandment of all. When Martin Luther spoke, he spoke about basically the second greatest commandment. Don't give us more. Just treat us the way you would want to be treated. Treat everyone that way. And as far as when I come across people who, you know, they go on the, you know, you want to be woke or whatever, I don't say anything more to them other than, well, you have your history, your family history. Would you want your history known? And then they kind of think about it for a minute. I can't change people, but I can try to make them think about what they're saying and doing. Because if we do not have our history, and that's all of our history, everyone that's been in this America, every nationality, race, whatever, that is our history, and that's what helps us go forward. And if we can't learn it, then we're just going to stay stuck in a horrible position where we do not even honor the second greatest commandment. I say I'm trying to be a Christian. But when people, I hear so many people talk about Christianity, and yet it's like they're absolutely, completely ignorant of the first and second greatest commandment, and that was for everyone.
Right, yeah.
That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you, Brenda. You said it very well, and for people who might confuse that with the Ten Commandments, Jesus was asked, you know, what do we have to do? And he said the greatest commandment is to love God, and the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. And you're absolutely right. Very, very well said. Brenda, thank you. Tony in Atlanta. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good.
Good.
What's up?
Good to be part of the show. All right. Well, yeah, it's a great day, but it's also a great day to acknowledge that in 1860, 4.4 million people were enslaved in America. A little bit over, about 160 years ago, 4.4 million people, but 4 million were enslaved. So my thing is right now, the income gap is a, for every medium, it's a, for every dollar that the white household has, it's 10 cents for black. So, but, you know, Tom, I'm under the impression that even though we know this disparity and it's based on the fact that we were enslaved, it feels like that if you try to get that $1 to 30 cents, that's reason for war in America. I'm for real, because they don't want to do anything. It's almost like they've had their, you know how when you don't want to hear nobody talking, you put your hand over your ears? That's kind of like how they've done us over that time. But my initial call was because for right now, we tend to put us in a class. We're the only race that gets mentioned in a class. They say, taking nothing away from anybody. They say blacks and gays, blacks and this and that. But we're the only race. But when you go fill out a form for any government form, it don't have those other classes. So why are we the only race that's put with a class? I can't understand.
By class, what do you mean?
Well, they refer to us as not a race, but a minority. You understand what I'm saying? So they will mix us in with blacks and other minorities, blacks and, you know. But like I say, those are the things that you hear in the public vernacular when people talk on radio and whatever, but that's not nothing that you're going to see on official government form. So I think that we do a disservice by allowing that into the vernacular to be put in the class. We are racist.
I get it. Tony, thank you. Excellent point. Thank you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Louisiana. You know, you mentioned the Russians using rape in Ukraine. Well, that goes back at least a century. In World War II, Stalin gave the Red Army free rein to rape once they entered German territory. And have you read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's since August 1914?
No, I have not.
Well, when the Tsar's army invaded East Prussia in August 1914, they raped, pillaged, and plundered scores of German towns and villages. So that goes back at least a century, using rape as a tactic. Yeah. So that's a tried and true Russian army tactic.
Well, it's also a tried and true tactic of war more generally.
Definitely, yes.
You know, this probably goes back to the early dawn of human history. But it's a crime. It's a war crime, and it should be prosecuted. Right, hopefully, will be prosecuted.
Yeah. Definitely, I hope so. We'll keep up the good work.
Thank you, George. Good talking to you. Appreciate the call. Melvin in Huntsville, Texas. Hey, Melvin. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey,
what's up?
Yes. Listen, this conversation about race, this is a pet peeve of mine. Number one, race is a social construct. There really is nothing. There's no such thing as race. It's made up.
Yeah, tell that to a white cop when he pulls you over.
When I fill out forms and they have race on there, I go to other and I write human.
Okay.
Who can deny that I am human? Just because I have a tint of my skin, that does not make me different from anyone else. If I took a white guy and myself and we stood behind an X-ray machine and I had you on the other side, you didn't see where we were standing, and I asked you to pick one of us out, you couldn't do it. Race is BS, pretty much. And we need to get away from it immediately. We're all human. That's all that matters.
Yeah, Melvin, I don't know how this plays out in the black community, but more generally, but I can tell you among white people, the white people that I know who are saying race is meaningless and it's we're all human race, what they're really saying is they like the status quo. They like white people in charge. They want to keep white people in charge. And please don't bother us with this conversation about race. I'm not attributing that perspective to you, Melvin, but I've heard that enough times to know that that's very much the case, particularly among the Republicans like Tom Cotton, who say, to the military, we shouldn't do diversity training because, shouldn't we judge people on the content of their character instead of the color of their skin? Yeah, right. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as...
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.